Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
I am going to take most of this podcast to discuss our trading strategy during this chaos. But first, let's go over the salient economic data of the week. There was a near record announcement of job layoffs during the month of March, according to the labor research firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. These layoff projections were only eclipsed once before in history, when the nation was shutting down during the outbreak of COVID in March of 2020. There was a total of 275,240 layoff announcements last month. The ISM Services Index for March slowed to 50.8, down from 53.5 in February. The employment index dropped into contractionary territory for the first time in 6 months. The reading of 46.2% is 7.7 percentage points below where it was in February. The reading was 53.9. Meanwhile, the NFIB Small Business Optimum Index for March fell by the most month over month since June of 2022. In sharp contrast, the non-farm payroll report for March showed an increase of 228,000 net new jobs created. But this was up from the revised number of 117,000 in February, which was much lower than the 151,000 in the original February report. The estimate number for March was for 140,000 jobs created. However, the unemployment rate did tick up to 4.2% from 4.1%. This somewhat rosy data from the Labor Department contradicts most of the other jobs data from private sources. However, this does put a Gordian knot in the Fed Chair Powell's hands. The hard economic data is still strong, and the inflation data is too high for preemptive rate cuts to occur. Even though tariffs are virtually guaranteeing a recession will happen sooner rather than later, they are also pushing prices significantly higher. Inflation is projected to rise even faster than the current 3% pace. It is already at a level that has decimated the middle class. In fact, the middle class is on life support. For the first time in history, the top 1% of earners have more wealth than the entire middle class. But now, falling asset prices are destroying even the balance sheet of those at the top quintile. The S&P 500 lost 10% of its value last Thursday and Friday alone, following President Trump's Liberation Day tariff announcement made on Wednesday evening. The reason is clear. Tariffs were, at first, much larger than expected. Reciprocal duties on some nations became across-the-board duties that were much higher. For example, a 104% tariff on Chinese exports was unfathomable before April 2nd. That tariff on China has now been raised to 125%. Although Trump did cave in this afternoon to the pressure from cratering stock and bond prices and paused most duties for 90 days. But stocks, are they cheap now? The S&P 500 is trading at 18.5 times next year's 7% projected earnings growth. That is a rich multiple on earnings growth that will never happen. What is much more likely to occur is a lower multiple on earnings that are shrinking. Our portfolio positioning prior to the after-hours announcement on April 2nd had a slightly net long equities with buffers. We had hedges in place. While we did not predict the two-day crash that occurred on Thursday and Friday, we came to 2025 with a very defensive posture. This was because the risk-reward ratio favored owning bonds over stocks. The S&P 500 was down 5% for the year heading into April 2nd, while PPS was up in the low single digits. The IDEC model, the inflation deflation economic cycle model, was clear that we should be in a defensive posture but not yet net short. This is because there was no imminent recession or credit freeze. However, the IDEC model is now indicating the recession will be expedited and substantial. We took today's tariff pause announcement to take on some short exposure. We sell on panic short covering days. We do not panic on selling days. The market became oversold on Monday and was just one tariff-friendly tweet from Trump to rally 5% or more. For example, the S&P 500 was down over 4% on the open Monday, but then rallied by 10:30 a.m. to be up over 3% on what was at the time thought to be a false report that Trump was thinking about postponing tariffs for 90 days. That hope quickly faded, but you see the point. And again, we saw the major averages surge by 4% at their highs yesterday after Trump tweeted that China was anxious to make a deal before he raised their tariffs to 125% today. But then when that proved to be less accurate, the market reversed course and closed 2% lower. And now we see the market rallying 8% on the news of a 90-day pause. President Trump has stated he wants to rebuild America's manufacturing base, balance our trade deficit, and use tariff revenue to eliminate our fiscal deficit and to pay for tax cuts. If that is indeed the case, there really cannot be any trade deals of significance. Zeroing out tariffs will not accomplish any of the president's goals. For example, Vietnam factory workers make about $3,000 per year on average. Chinese workers make $8,000, whereas U.S. factory workers make $35,000 per year. Therefore, even if all the existing tariffs were eliminated, it will do little in the way of balancing our trade deficit, nor will it reduce our fiscal deficit one iota. It also cannot lead to a manufacturing renaissance. And there will be no money raised to offset tax cuts. However, if the view of this administration is just to lower duties on the margin, they will in no way be large enough to offset the wage differentials, government support measures, and regulatory advantages found outside of the U.S. In other words, those non-tariff barriers used to gain an advantage over America. Tariffs are taxes. That's what they are. I don't care what anybody else tells you. Tariffs are taxes, and we still have a 10% rate on every nation, and those onerous rates on China, those onerous 125%, I mean, I don't know if they're going to stick or not. If anybody tells you they know exactly what this administration is going to do on tariffs outside of maybe Scott Bessent or Donald Trump or Peter Navarro, if anybody tells you other than those three people, they have no clue. When you combine that tax hike with a falling labor force, the end of government stimulus, reduced liquidity, and a reverse wealth effect, you get an expedited and intensifying economic contraction. The U.S. economy was on a slow glide path towards a recession and liquidity crisis before this trade war began. Therefore, the real danger is the recession will be a deep one. That's the real danger. Most advisors are saying to just hang in there because the market always bounces back. You will never hear that buy and hold BS at Pento Portfolio Strategies. This time around, neither the Fed or Treasury have the cover to act until the carnage is absolute. In other words, the government put will arrive even later than usual, which has historically been unable to halt the damage until half of your money has evaporated. Active and smart management has never been more critical.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.